Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 398, top of the day to you, Steph.
Two more to go.
Until we forget to organise anything and we just call it episode 400, but then just do the normal, like, a
That's
normal
what
episode.
We do best.
Yes.
We'll wait for 500.
That sounds better, actually. That's way better. Guess what?
What?
I watched.
No. You're mad and I'm not.
I apologise. I had your microphone down a bit too low.
Oh, that's all right.
You're all right.
You're forgiven.
You feel better now?
Oh, yeah. I feel much more like myself.
She doesn't even wear headphones. She doesn't know.
I've got no clue.
What was I going to say?
Don't know.
Oh, I've watched two older films. So what I've decided to do is I've decided to – you're crunching.
I'm really crunchy.
She's having a really crunchy chicken parmigiana.
I'm hungry.
What I've decided to do this week is look at older films that I've seen before, and I chose one that
– Revisit?
Yeah, revisit. And I wasn't that keen, but maybe it was for an older audience, so I'm going to – I've had a look at it. And then another one that I forgot exists. Well, not really. It was a film that I watched, enjoyed, and then just in the back of my mind, like, oh, yeah, but I couldn't tell you
the plot lines. I can't wait for this discussion.
And then I'm going to see if I like it
now. I
think
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun. Something a bit different.
Okay, I watched a new series.
Okay, cool. So we've got old stuff and then a new thing.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm really sorry about the noises.
No, just make the noise.
I say I'm sorry, but I kind of don't care either.
No, just make the noise.
If you want to eat as well while you're listening,
yeah,
go for it. I won't be offended.
No, she'll be fine with it. We've got a book that we'll be reviewing probably in a week or two because we'll have to individually read it, and we've only got one of it. But
you could sit side by side. Do you remember at school when you'd have to share and then – You never read it properly, but you'd speed read it and then you'd be like, are you done? Because I'm done.
I'm
like,
done.
I've finished this page.
Guys, I'm done. And you're like, can you tell me what happened on that page?
No, but my eyes saw every word.
The opposite of that is equally as annoying. When you have to do a reading, it's usually for like high school or university, and you've got to read that book or that article or whatever, and you read like a whole – like it's the kind of reading that one page is one paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
So you read the whole thing and then you go, oh, no, I wasn't actually concentrating.
I don't know what any of that was talking about.
I'm going to have to go back up again. You read it again and you're like
– Yeah, but you know what? Technology has changed, and you would say, hey, AI, can you summarize this big reading into three paragraphs for me? And that's what people would do now. Whereas we had to sit and do 15 hours of reading – every week for a one-hour course.
I feel jealous, hard done by, but I know how to read and interpret, even though I've had to read that one-page paragraph over and over again, I have been able to interpret the meaning of something myself. Mm-hmm. Can the AI users do that?
No, it's making us dumber.
Yeah.
We went through uni without AI.
Yeah.
We have done the course by ourselves. How many people nowadays could say that they've done it?
So we are more educated.
Mm-hmm. Makes us better.
Mm. That's all I wanted. Just want to know that.
So really what they should do is they should up all of our scores retrospectively.
And give us back most of our fees.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't going there, but now I am.
Always.
Now
always
I am.
Go there. Isla Fisher is an actress and she's from Australia and she's done stuff and we'll be doing a quiz about her later on in the episode. Do you think she went to uni? I don't think she would have.
She was probably too busy being successful.
She was on Home and Away very young.
Yeah, but had she have not, she would have gone to uni.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%. And then done the reading. She would have done the reading.
She read all her scripts.
Mm.
AI can't memorize stuff for you.
That's a good point. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She could read her. Now it is time for us to get into something we like to call the
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
The beginning I was just like, just go with it, like stream of consciousness, just see how it goes. But towards the end of the I just had a flash of like probably a Donna Martin from Beverly Hills 90210, mm-hmm. probably wearing something like the girlfriend hat with the sunflower.
Flower,
so,
yeah.
And so it was kind of, I launched back there.
Cool. Time traveled.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. And did the news.
Mm. My brain went, dun, 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 dun. Here is this week's news updates by The Watchers podcast.
That's nice.
Yeah,
cool. We are The Watchers. So I just forgot about
sorry.
That. It's sort of such a long name. Sorry. Tom Holland is an actor who likes to be Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. He's been Nathan Drake in Uncharted. I was so tempted to watch that on the weekend just to see why it wasn't good. Apart
Go
from
on,
the fact that
do
he.
It.
Okay, I will. All right, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do that. Anyway, he's one of the many English actors who are one of the names that get rumoured like, oh, he'll be Bond.
Mm.
He'll be Bond. So, of course, somebody said, you know, there are rumours that you're going to be Bond. And he said, listen, there's speculation at the minute. We'll keep it to a minimum for now. We'll get there one day.
So, we're in contract negotiations and I have asked for a lot of money.
He said, every young British actor, like, is the pinnacle of working in our industry, and I already consider myself to be the luckiest kid alive. He's not a kid anymore, right?
No.
How old is he? Mid-late 20s?
Yeah.
He's a man. He said, I could never have dreamed of the career that I've had. But he'll be looking. He'll be looking for James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be looking to
he
be
might 007. Actually have to grow up a bit. Maybe he's too youthful looking. Needs to be more of a sophisticated gentleman.
Because do we really want a prequel where we see a young...
I don't.
Yeah. You want the... not the older. Yeah, James Bond, it's not... It's never really about who the actor is. It kind of is, but isn't.
Mm.
It's more about who gets to play James Bond. It's not
it's
like,
the
oh,
legacy.
So-and-so. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
Talking about him, I was watching the news this morning. Was just on in the background and had little Henry, who's a Spider-Man fan. Not that he's watched any Spider-Man movies, but loves Spider-Man. Anyway, they had images of Tom Holland.
Oh, behind the scenes.
Filming, I think, in New York. I could be wrong, the city.
I think it's New York,
but
yeah.
He was on, like, the back of a car and I've gone, oh, look, there's Spider-Man. And I said that when Tom Holland was walking in the suit but no hood.
Yeah.
And Henry didn't look up. Then, but it was really good because when he did look up, he was on the suit and he's crouching down and he goes, what is he doing? And I said, he's making a movie. Spider-Man's making a movie. Like, and he went, really? Like, yeah. He's filming it with cameras, like making a movie and then we can watch it. And he goes, oh.
You realize so cool. Now what you can do is just put on any Tom Holland. Well, it doesn't even have to be Tom Holland. Any live action Spider-Man movie and be like, this is the one that we saw on
this
the
is
news.
The one we watched filming. But I thought it was quite cool for a little kid to see Spider-Man, like, crouching down, preparing.
So cute. I saw some vision of Tom Holland whilst they were out filming and he went over to a row, like a group of people who were watching from, you know, four streets away, and he had, like, the full costume on, including the thing. And he was just shaking hands and waving at people and that was kind of it. And then he walked back. It was only about 2 minutes. Well, not even. Yeah, maybe 2 minutes. But you know what?
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that.
No. It's like all the Devil's Wears Prada.
Yeah.
They've been filming in this New York and up in office buildings and you can see them acting and then they stop and they look out the window and they wave. And I think,
it's cute.
That's really cool.
It's good publicity. Do you want to hear some sad news? Oh,
yeah.
Netflix not proceeding with a third season of something.
I'm surprised there was a second.
Shocking. The thing is, though, it's the Arnold Schwarzenegger spy series, FUBAR.
Oh.
So Netflix are not afraid to say to some of the world's biggest movie stars, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't be bothered. So this is what, maybe 2 months after season two? And they were like, nah, we're actually not going to do it anymore. I remember we were talking about, I can't remember the show. It was something on Disney. And we were saying, well, it's lucky that wasn't on Netflix, otherwise it would never have gotten to that.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't remember what it was now.
No, me neither.
But I would imagine The Mandalorian, if that was on Netflix,
yeah,
wouldn't
canned.
Yeah, be like, but everybody watched it. Yeah, no, we can't be bothered to make that now. They must get exhausted having to have meetings with people who, I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
What you just like, oh, you've got an idea? Yeah, let's just do that for 5 years.
So that's perfect. That's all we want.
This is great.
We only want partial ideas.
I want a partial idea. Tell us what's going to happen at the end, but we won't show anyone because we'll be the only ones who get to know the ending.
I saw a person on social media and they were talking about a Netflix show and they're like, oh, it's really good. It's the first season. They left it on a cliffhanger.
Uh-oh.
I can't wait for the second season. And in my head, I was like, oh, you got Buckley.
Good luck with that.
You'll never know what happens.
You'll have to write a fan fiction ending. Only way you're going to get one. Oh, dear. How's the Parmigiana going?
It's really good. It's super crunchy on the sides. So
very crunchy. Delicious, though. So we all know The Sims. It's a game that's been around for ages. They've only got four of them. They're only up to Sims 4. And that is something that people are like, I want Sims 5. Where's Sims 5? And EA's like, nah, not yet. And they kind of give a weird excuse to this one. So it was actually the president of EA. So that's how much people are asking about Sims. Where's Sims 5? The president of EA had to answer. So this is Laura Miele said that The Sims represents one of the biggest growth opportunities for EA and that the team is hard at work feverishly developing a multiplayer platform for Sims, may or may not be 5. She said, what we're doing is upgrading and refreshing all this technology and we'll be adding modes of play, but we're also going to be creating and updating the base technology and the base user experience of the core game. Now, are they talking about Sims 4? Because Sims 4 has been around, oh man, for years and years and years and years and years. If I said about 6 years, I might be underestimating it there. They were kind of hoping to get a bit of a hint as to whether this is Sims 5 or if they're talking about upgrading Sims 4. Like when does suddenly, if you're going to be updating bits, when does it suddenly become a new game? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I reckon it's 5.
You reckon?
Yeah.
And they just don't want to announce it yet?
Yep.
Okay. Because she said that it wouldn't be player friendly to release a new game with its community because its community has invested so much time and money in Sims 4. I don't think that sounds like something that a big corporation would say. I think they would say, you've had 6 or so years of Sims 4. You've played all the DLCs, all the different packages. Now we're starting fresh. Here we go, an all-new Sims 5 multiplayer.
They're going to have to make it pretty different to have that point of difference to go, I'll buy it again. How many more houses and people can you?
If you had Sims 4 and you were like, yeah, I played that for 4 years, but then a couple of years ago I kind of got sick of it. If they said, oh, there's a new one though, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like GTA, right? A whole new GTA is coming out next year.
Yeah, but GTA has the like positive tick of you can just create a new map, a new city, and driving around in a new place.
And a new story, I guess.
Yeah, is what you do. Whereas Sims,
you kind of create it yourself.
You create it yourself. So your houses or the way the houses look or the way they're built or something different has to happen because otherwise what's different?
Yeah, like they can say, which is what the packages are like, you know, oh, it's set in, I don't know, spooky Halloween town. But the building is still the same. Yeah, I don't know. I think people would enjoy an extra, like a new Sims, but a point of difference between 4 and 5, not sure. Maybe that multiplayer is what it is. Maybe she's just being shady. I think now it's time for us to get into what I like to call the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Do you know why I like to call it the watching suggestions?
That's what they are.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Should I go first?
Yeah. Tell me about one of these oldies.
Because you're still eating.
Yeah.
And I've got two of them. So I decided to watch something, two films. One film that I remember watching and thinking, what, that wasn't that good. Why was this so popular? And the other one I remember enjoying, and I don't think I watched it again, not because I didn't like it, but I was just like, oh, that was good. And then that was it.
Yeah, tell me.
First one was the Billy Crystal movie, City Slickers.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like that.
What, the early 90s, something like that?
I didn't like it.
So we got it out from the video shop as part of a sleepover.
Yeah, really showing our age.
Like these are girls, these are kids watching City Slickers because it was a popular movie at the time. Mm-hmm. What I realized having watched it again in 2025 is that you had to have been an adult, preferably a man in his mid to late 30s.
Yep.
Entering into like the mid to early to mid 40s.
So verging on your midlife crisis.
Not someone who still plays with their Barbies.
Yeah.
And was I still the correct audience for this?
No.
No, because I'm not a middle-aged man from America. But it was interesting watching in hindsight from someone who thought that movie was a massive letdown to going, oh, I understand what's going on here. It's not for me.
It wasn't then and it isn't now. It
still isn't.
Stop trying.
Still isn't. What I thought was really funny was that they were actually suggesting that a midlife crisis is a man who is 39 years old. And I think that is so funny because these days, a man who is 39 years old, he probably in his mind has not gone through all like half of his life.
No.
He's probably in his mind still thinks he's about 28.
Mm.
We did.
Yeah.
So when they get to 39, they're not like, oh, my gosh, a midlife crisis. I feel like that's going to be when you get to 50, right?
Yeah.
That's your 50 now.
Yeah.
We've gone up a decade. Yeah. So you got plenty of time to save for that really strange holiday with the lads where you go and be a drover. I don't know what they can't remember what they call it in America, where you herd cattle from one part of the country to another. Like, obviously, not one side.
It doesn't even sound interesting.
It doesn't sound interesting. I don't want to be a part of it.
Like, you'd rather watch The Hangover and watch The Hangover's those guys very funny. To be like just ripping their life and Vegas to shreds to like hilarious and things. And there's a tiger.
There's just a lot of cows in this one. So in conclusion, City Slickers, still not for me, but I watched it all.
We're all really glad you gave it a second go.
Watch it in two sittings. My second film that I watched was one from the early 2000s. It was Isla Fisher's Confessions of a Shopaholic.
I love that movie.
It was a movie that I really enjoyed back in the day. Yeah. It was good fun. It had our Isla in it. Yep. It was so exciting. She made it mm-hmm. big. It was based on a book, right?
Yeah.
It's a book series.
Yep. There's heaps in the series. I've read a lot of them.
The last one I read, I cracked up. There was a bit that I was laughing out loud reading to myself. Yep. It was a Christmas one.
Yes.
God, it was so funny.
So funny.
This one, I still enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it as much as I did back then because some of the things were quite dated.
Yeah.
Like the internet, like it's just the whole, yeah, like there were things that she could have fixed just by using the internet.
Just Googling.
Things like that.
Or pressing block on your phone.
I mean, she worked. You know? Yes.
Instead of like, Derek Smeed, do not answer whatever his name right. is.
Don't answer it. Also, she worked in a magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite liked about that movie.
Also, well done remembering the character's name.
I know. That was amazing. I don't remember anything. It's the voice. It's that voice going.
It was funny.
I really enjoyed that story almost had two arcs of narrative in that one finished and you almost thought that was the end of the movie and then another part happens and you go, oh.
Okay.
There's actually more substance to these characters because
it's a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any other Confessions films?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so either because I would watch more of Isla Fisher doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can we talk her into it? Could she do that Christmas one? It's not a Hallmark movie.
No. It's almost
it's a
like
comedy. It's just a comedy.
It's like National kind of like Lampoons.
Bad Moms, that kind of.
But like Christmas Vacation.
Yes, it's Christmas Vacation.
There are so many characters and so much happening and they're trying to like hide things from other people and chaos just ensues.
I don't remember why, but she ends up locked in a vet or a pet shop or something. I can't remember why. I just remember that was the bit that I was laughing out loud with.
Yeah.
So funny. So City Slickers, yeah, you'll be all right. Don't worry about it. Confessions of a Shopaholic. Give it another burl, Mel.
Yeah.
What was the new thing that you watched?
I watched a Netflix series.
So oh, God.
Let's all just
counting down the moments.
We're not going to have a second season, even though I think perhaps there is word that there is going to be a second season.
Well, that will be the last one.
Time will tell. So this show is called Untamed. I don't know if I actually told you the title of it before.
No.
But it stars Eric Banner and because we have taken him, Sam Neill. There's a whole bunch of other cast there, but, you know, we'll just talk about our ones.
Yeah.
And it's set in, and you're going to laugh at me because I can, you know, when your brain, like, does something with names and then you can never say it the right way because you've made a joke of it. So it is set in Yosemite, which I cannot say Yosemite because.
When you see it?
Yeah, when I see it written.
Yosemite or something.
I always say Yosemite. Yeah. And even though I know it's not right, it makes me laugh because when we went there, it was a joke for us that we were in Yosemite Valley. And I can't not say it now. So they're in Yosemite Valley.
Yep, that's it.
In the park. So there are some young guys and they're rock climbing on a sheer cliff face.
That sounds
this
dangerous.
Thing is as vertical can be. And, you know, the stakes seem quite high. And there's one guy who's sort of holding the other guy while he climbs. They're both hanging
in
the air.
Seems dangerous.
While they're hanging, a young girl or her body comes flying over from the top of the cliff. And literally they catch her. In their rope. And so she's hanging and they've gone like banging against the cliff and all of that. She's already dead.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Let go. Sorry. I'd watch City Slickers to learn when to let go.
Oh, my God. So animals, you know, missing out on a dinner by hanging her in the middle of the air. Anyway. Eric Banner is, whether this position actually exists or not, I don't know, but he is the National Park, Yosemite's National Park investigator, and he's a little bit different. So, you know, the police are there,
the
rangers are out there, you know, they drive their trucks up onto the top of the mountain and they're saying, oh, you know, the weather's rolling in, we better get this moving quickly. Da, da, da. Eric Banner comes along on his horse. You know,
this brown one, light brown.
Do you know what? I cannot remember. Yes, it is. I don't know.
If he was similar to my character from Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's exactly who he is. Yeah. So he likes to do things the old school way. He likes to look at the animal tracks and like the clues left on rocks and things like that. Whereas, you know, the police are trying to sort of just get the forensics, take the photos and get out of there.
Yep.
But it's a big mystery. Who is this lady? Where did she come from? He keeps saying she looks familiar, but he can't place her.
He reckons he knows her.
There are... they can't figure out how she died, but there are huge wounds on her that look like animals, coyotes and things. Oh, golly.
No.
Well, I think
should
so.
I watch the show?
Maybe.
Okay.
So it's a murder mystery.
I like this.
Bit
it's
of
a
thriller.
Good, the
it's
fact
good.
That she's showed up halfway down a cliff.
Flying. Like she came flying off the
crazy.
Top. Down. And if they hadn't have... caught her with the rope, she would have just plummeted. But who is she? What was she doing up there? How did she get up there? Was she actually dead before? So she pushed? Was she grabbed by an animal? Who knows? And it's this big you know, unknown of the park is, yes, visited by thousands of people a year, but it is so vast.
Mm, it's big, isn't
that
it?
That there are massive amounts of the park that are just untouched by anybody, and trying to figure out what happened. And they're, you know, in true crime mystery thrillers, our lead person who's trying to solve the murder, there's always things in his own life that little you're like, oh, I like this. You're a bit troubled yourself. Mm, and tell classic. Me more about that story. Hmm. It does feel like it was possibly a novel. I haven't looked into it. But it's good.
Does it have Isla Fisher?
No.
She's not the.
Do you know what? The girl who comes over has red hair, though, I think. So
could be her daughter. I don't know. Does she have a daughter?
I don't know.
Actually, no.
Anyway, Isla Fisher's not in it.
Okay, but it's called
Untamed.
Untamed. Eric Banner.
Eric Banner. Sam Neill.
They're being American, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I don't love Eric Banner's accent.
Is he going a bit poeter?
No, he's too try hard.
Okay.
I feel like as the episode progressed, he got into it.
Okay.
But his first line, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I would.
Oh, y'all, partner.
Yeah.
Okay. It's time to get into the quiz. Isla Fisher is an actress, and she's been in quite a lot of films and whatnot. And I'm going to give you the synopsis, you know, the classic, and you're going to tell me what they are.
Mm-hmm.
John and Jeremy have a hobby of
Wedding Crashers.
The year? Do you want to have a guess?
2003?
No, 5.
Oh, I was going to say 4. I went the wrong way.
I don't know this word. After an acrimonious breakup.
Acrimonious?
Thank you. The Mystery Inc. gang are individually brought to an island resort to investigate strange goings on.
Glass Onion?
If it wasn't for you pesky kids, based on a cartoon.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Yes. From 2002. She was Marianne. I don't know. She had blonde curly hair, like it looked like a wig.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember her.
I don't remember it either. I don't think I've seen that one. I was about to say the name of this one, but I won't. After jumping back into the dating pool, single mother, name redacted, finds herself caught between a younger man and her son's science teacher. It's from this year.
Oh, I don't know.
She is not the main character. The main character is a very famous character.
Nicole Kidman?
No, character. Played by, it's good to give it away. Okay. It's played by Renee
Zellweger. Oh, Bridget Jones. Mm.
Mad About the Boy. Yeah, she's in that.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. Do you know why? Because I haven't seen the movie yet. I will. I'll get to it.
Yeah, I tried for ages to go to the movies and never worked out.
Yeah. Why is it so difficult to go to the movies these days? It's just. Okay. How many was that? 3? I think I've got 4 more. No, 3 more. Oh, my gosh. It doesn't really matter. No one's counting. I'm the only one who keeps count.
I've gotten everything wrong. Oh, no, I got the first one right.
A writer and Wall Street trader, Nick Carraway, finds himself drawn
Confessions
to
of
the
a...
past.
Wall at... Street, Wolf of Wall Street.
No, and lifestyle of his mysterious millionaire neighbor, Jay Gatsby, amid the riotous parties of the
great
jazz
Gatsby.
Age. Yes.
She's in that.
Because it was filmed in Australia.
Of course it was. I don't remember
you sound
her
a bit
in
angry
that.
About that bit.
I don't remember her in it. I'm angry about that.
I got to do 3 more. Is that right?
2 more.
2 more. Can you tell it's been a long day?
Oh, my gosh. It has been such a long day.
Such a long day. Okay. All right, this is another film that I'm about to read the one-sentence synopsis. You've definitely seen this, but maybe you don't remember it.
Oh, no.
A political consultant tries to explain his impending divorce and past relationships to his 11-year-old daughter. Starring...
Enchanted?
No,
oh, no, that's not
Ryan
official.
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds?
I gave you the name of this. Okay, think Oasis album.
Wonderwall.
Definitely. Maybe. You don't remember it? I do. I remember it.
Oh, definitely maybe.
And you're never sure which one is the actual mother.
Tell me the synopsis again.
a political consultant. So basically all you have to say is Ryan Reynolds tries to explain his impending divorce and past relationships to his 11-year-old daughter.
No, I would say it.
Okay.
A man.
Yeah.
Cryptically told his 11-year-old daughter who her mother was.
Hang on a second.
Are we talking about the same movie?
No. Yeah. But isn't that the same thing that How I Met Your Mother, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah. And it took like 7 years for him to say, I met her on a train station.
Oh, she was none of the people that you met.
Yeah, none of them.
Okay.
I like to do long-winded stories is what that show is.
Oh, those poor kids. It is impressive that they were not on their phones watching TikTok the whole way through.
Well, they only filmed the first season. They filmed the ending scene.
Oh, because they would have grown. Okay. Yeah. Australian television soap opera.
Home and Away. Yeah. Summer Bay. I just remember her going, oh, rock off, angel.
Can I just take a moment to acknowledge the fact that she recorded 394 episodes of Home and Away?
Get out of town.
Mm-hmm. Shannon Reed was her character's name.
Shannon Reed.
Yeah.
And she started as the character that everybody hated because she was trying to break up Shane and Angel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember? And he's like, don't even. You cannot break them up. The only thing that could break them up was death.
That's so true. Which one died?
Melissa George.
Because she went off to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Isla Fisher must have followed her, but not before, because that was filmed on the Northern Beaches and the Sands was up there. That was a hotel up there, maybe still up there. I don't remember.
All the way up there?
Yes.
Sands was in Narrabeen.
Yeah, it is, but it's still on the Northern Beaches.
Oh, yeah, it's on
the
Northern Beaches. Yeah, but it's not Palm Beach.
Saw her there.
Did you?
Saw her there.
Isla Fisher. She's tiny, isn't she?
Yeah.
I have a feeling I've seen her. Now that you've said that, I'm like, I have spotted her in real life. I can't remember where.
We've seen Rebecca Elmaloglu as well.
Where?
Just wanted to say her name. At the Marion Street Theatre.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mm. I did Pilates.
Yes.
A number of times with Brian Brown and his wife.
Oh, no way.
I know.
I spoke to Claudia Carvin and recorded it into my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
That was at Kirribilli.
I saw, I think I shook hands with Nicole Kidman.
You did.
At the opening of Fox Studios.
That's the big one.
She had the most flawless, beautiful skin that I remember looking at her and going, you're superhuman. Like, there is nothing of a flaw on your face. You are stunning.
And then you went, oh, I think you're real great.
Well, yeah.
On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Star Spotters.
Mm.
Exclusive. Yeah.
No one else was there?
Not one person.
Yeah. So, yeah, same.